Māori and warm Busby greetings. This is Kiribati Voice Program, FM 104.6, Access Community Radio Auckland. Visit our website, planetaudio.org.nz/Kiribati Voice. And welcome. It is lovely having your great company to join me on the program. And I hope your week has been going well. I'm Charles Enoka Kiata on the program, your host. And feel free to stay tuned with me for the next hour. Now, kind of melting came in the banana kid of his voice, FM 104.6, Rami Charles and the Bungayo, a whole cantering about when a team at Rana in the one at Tiawa Mankai. I got a horror, the Kapuki, Kanahuan, and Katawaki, you don't Pacifica Migrant Services. Pony Bukim, Ibukiranga, Iraki, Thorses, Paro, you're New Zealand. Yakawaki, in a case, Paraket, Paikis, Nakamatata, Niro, Ye, Mankui, Yang Ira, in the Kongra, Ayo. I know the camera, yeah, the Meru is in Kanawa, and then can name the community law services in the program, Eranak, by legal station. Yerikitabua, you think about one of what it is, Kimoto, I point to woo and couldn't never make it a passing car, what are they? Are they some Muslim or the Kongra and the program today, you come on and take in a home to number, I care where, Raywa, the one animawa, one who to one, Akia. Kanaroba yang bubu sikat kerai, tidak apa. Karena kau nak kontak email, charles_henuka@hotmail.com. Awak ni kan tin nara di update kita awak ni tin di kamera nak kau kan ni yang nam program ada nak ikut di best voice FM 104.6. Tapi awak sana karena kau tu weather ibu ni mirong.
We know
and
bongi on the kid best voice.
Kona berikan panah kita pas tu weather ibu kita pun gayu terkait ni pun. Tepung ayu kan yang kandang ngai kita ena warang inang men kakarau nama kini kita karau yon Auckland di kota kita Hamilton Tauranga di kena suruh kaki nong the South Island tau yon Christchurch di kota kita Napier Nelson Blenheim maupun Wellington yang kandang ngai kita ena warang inang tepung ayu men diri ngai. Serangan si Auckland sih aja. Oh, itu yang kena kipa. Tepung anak kau tinggal pun, ena nama kena kena bete kagarau. Netu wanginang. Tepung ete kane mepung, ena wanginang. Ibu tak kena tu kau nampung. Oh, itu tapas. Me ena kete kagarau. Korang tu temperature kita kau buat tapi meruah buat degrees. Ana nama kena kipa. Oh, wobi netu wanat degrees. Ane nampung aja kana. Tepung te kagapung kane mepung kau nampung atapas. Asna nora tuvaru ngane tu weta yon tuvaru ifna futse teke na kipa wanangineng tepunga yu wapi meruwe weta kapubwe yon kilipas teke na kipa yon wanangineng tepunga yu ni diana kime temasim ni karaw teke kapubwe wapi mesua asna nora mangingin tari tora mete yabus teke na kipa Esan orang dia pun starting ke morning abang, pun hitiran tiawan yang mewah, jadi tata tu nunggu temita. Kanda nengagi pahin emang orang orang apa taringan yang tetawan awayo, tiawan tu mewah. Emang orang dia pun starting apa engan yang nak pun tetairiki, engan yang tiawan onowa. Emang kanda nengagi pahin emang orang orang apa taringan yang nak pun tenungan pun. Tapi mahu apa temini sih minta apa tapi mahu apa? Ia mengajar bus tari tuan yang abang ni terang jawan awa, ni terang jawan tapi mahu angkat ni tuan awa. Ia orang aku, orang mengatai dengan tiang abang jawi suah. Ia mengajar bus tari. Orang hanya kerana ada apa kan yang update? Ia mungkin di memalangkan tari, rongrongan cewita. Tetapi yo, tangan apa naranu untuk warna awan jenis ni dia sangat penting. Yang kan ia mungkin di orang ramai tetapi yo, senang orang mahu irun ni Hamelin eating.
Ita beki beu na ku karava, ika toro pupua dataru, ia kime.
Ignora te on na pensime kainano na si me no ra mente ta un vento aki
Και θα πέσα με το κουνάδι, αγαρ χωρίραν κανέν δαρτάει. Άρα προγράμμες να κανά χωάν κανή μήνα γιο πόντε λίγο σέσιον όν χέα. Ασύνα με ρωρό γιόν τε το τόπικ έρα να κύπα traffic fines. Ο υπουκή μαγιού τε νιου μάικρεντ, αρα γος πόρο χωάν Νιου Ζήλανδ. Ασύνα ρώνα γιέ γάνεν το προγράμμα ήρουν νέοι φάλε τάου. Άνε γάνε μήν το κουνά ένα κατάγαν τε τέ γιο. Ο καντανίγα παχώνα τέ με το νόναι να ρα προγράμμα γιο. Ο γιο μα το κουνάν κανέ ρε ήταν γιδιά πα να κανά χωάν κανέ. And this is the Kidibus Voice FM 104.6 with Charles on the Kidibus Voice. Coming up next after the music is our lovely session, legal session on air with Ia Faletau from the Community Law Services.
Yesu parong boy, bakiyoy na ba kumandang iray, o kamo ay daram, o kanayway, o Yesu amay nay. Itagiri ko Yesu parong boy, bakiyoy na ba kumandang iray, come on, I'm gonna way. Oh, yes,
Kita pas voice FM 104.6. Antara iyo ang kanyang senang wagin ako narap session nara sa sana kanta ng iya. And it is lovely having your company. And thank you very much kia ora talofalava talofa to kona Maori and welcome to the Kita pas voice FM 104.6. And I would like to welcome on the program here Paletau. She is our law clerk from the Community Law Services South Trust. Kona Maori, and how are you?
Hi, Charles. Thank you. Very good. Thank you very much.
Yes, today we are going to talk about traffic fines.
That's great.
Yes, and can you tell our listeners what is the overview of this topic? And we'll go from there. We'll have to ask you a few questions.
Okay. Yeah, so for our listeners out there, today we will be going over traffic fines. So we'll be looking in particular to what kind of fines you can get, what happens if you don't pay a fine, and other areas within traffic law. We'll be looking into that more specifically today.
Now, when it comes to new migrants, newcomers from the island to New Zealand, what are the, can you tell our listeners, what is the main issues with them in terms of getting traffic fines?
Yeah, okay, so yeah, a lot of our people who do migrate from the islands, one of the main issues is that they don't actually, sometimes the laws are different from where they've come from. So the main issue is actually knowing what the New Zealand laws are in regards to, for example, if you're driving on the road or if you're parking within city council parkings. So I think a main issue that a lot of our people come through is that they don't actually know that there's a difference in the law when you do move countries. So that's why I think it's important that we go over traffic fines just to make our Pacific people more aware of what, you know, they need to do and what their legal obligations are under the law.
And thank you for preparing this very important topic. Now, what type of things that we can get fines or infringement for?
There are a number of offences that you can get fined or receive an infringement notice for, Charles, but I'll just cover three main offences. So the first is alcohol and drug affected driving. So this is alcohol and drug affected driving where they carry a serious offence, and so therefore tough penalties also apply, especially if you're a repeat offender. If you're convicted of a third or subsequent offence, you will be disqualified from driving for more than 1 year or either fined up to $6,000. So this also carries an imprisonment punishment, which is basically up for 2 years. But if you cause injury or death while you're driving carelessly under the influence of, for example, alcohol or drugs, you will be disqualified and either fined up to $10,000. But it also depends, because you can also get sentenced to imprisonment. So if you are drunk driving and your breath or blood tests show that you are over a legal limit, or that you were using controlled drugs, you will be disqualified and either fined up to $20,000 or imprisoned for up to 5 years. So New Zealand does, hold alcohol and drug affected driving very seriously. That's why you have all these penalties that can result in imprisonment depending on what you've done. Another type of thing you can get fined for is speeding or other infringement fees, which can range from parking offences up to $12 or even up to $10,000 for overloading offences. So the infringement fee for not wearing a seatbelt is also there, which is an offence, and you can get penalised or you can get a fine of $150. The court imposes maximum fines for general driving offences, which can range from $2,000 for driving an unsafe vehicle or up to $20,000 for reckless driving. So that reckless driving must either cause injury or death to another person, or for example, if you fail to stop after a car crash when someone is if someone is killed as a result of that.
Mm-hmm. And I can agree with you that it carries a very big penalty in terms of how much you are being fined. Now, that's what right. is the difference between infringement and a fine?
Yeah, so when you're issued a ticket, that's known as an infringement notice. So when you pay it, it's called an infringement fee. So the, if you don't pay the infringement fee in full by the time it's due, then it's referred to the Ministry of Justice for enforcement, where it then becomes a fine. So in the beginning, you are firstly issued with an infringement notice. If you don't pay that infringement fee, then it would then become a fine and be referred to the Ministry of Justice.
Mm. And how long do I have to pay that?
So you have up to 56 days to pay an infringement fee from the time it's been issued. If it still remains unpaid after 28 days, you will receive a reminder notice. And if you still don't pay it, you will then be lodged with the court, and then it would become a fine.
And what if I dispute a fine?
So, yeah, it depends on who or where the ticket is issued. So an infringement is a fine that was originally issued by the police or local council. This will normally take the form of an infringement notice. So this is either handed to you or posted to your home address. So an example of this would either be a fine for having no warrant or fitness on your vehicle. A court-imposed fine, however, is a fine that is ordered during sentencing in a court. So this is normally done or ordered by a judge, and it can include a reparation where you'll be sentenced to pay the money to the victim of the crime. So an example of this would be a fine for disorderly behavior in public.
And what are the fines for speeding? And before you go into that one, how big is the problem to do with speeding?
Yeah, so speeding, it is one, you know, it's an offence that a lot of people commit without them even knowing about it. So speeding is quite a big issue, especially within New Zealand and within our rural, within our local areas. Especially there are zones such as school zones where you have to decrease your speeding limit, and a lot of people don't realise that. But speeding is a big issue, and you can get fined depending on how progressively you speed. So it'll be, if you go over 10 kilometres or over, you're looking at about a $30 fee. If it's less than 10 kilometres, you're looking at a $30 fee. If you go over that, you're looking at a maximum fine of $630 for speed up to 50 kilometres over its limit. So at more than 40 kilometres above the speed limit, you could also get a 28-day license suspension. Or if you continue to go more than 50 kilometres, you can be charged with careless, dangerous or reckless driving.
Mm-hmm. And where do people refer to if they wanted to know more about the speed fines?
So it is stated on the Ministry of Justice website. Also, the police have it on there as well. But I think what's important to know or to inform our people listening is just take notice of the signs that are around the area you're driving. Usually it will tell you what speed limit you need to be at, and just drive accordingly to that speed limit.
Yeah. Now, what is a traffic compliance, and how do I get it?
Yeah, okay. So if you're stopped for certain offences, for example, if you've got licence issues or there's something wrong with your vehicle, you may be offered something called traffic compliance. So this basically allows you a certain amount of time to fix the problem rather than paying a fine or being prosecuted. But you must prove to the police that you have fixed the problem within that time limit. And this can be done either by showing the receipt, for example, if you've got a new tyre or if you've got warrant of fitness. But it's important to note that while you're doing this, you cannot drive the defected vehicle. So if you don't have a warrant of fitness, there may be exceptions because you have to drive to the yard to get their warrant of fitness, but you need to fix it before you put it on the road.
Mm. And now tell me, please, what happens if my car is involved in a traffic offence and that I am a registered owner?
Yeah. So that's very important. Vehicle owners, they are generally liable for offences if that vehicle is involved in, for example, if it's been detected by a speed camera or it's run through a red light. So if the driver is caught in specific circumstances, then your vehicle may be impounded. However, if you were not the driver or the person responsible for the vehicle at the time, you can transfer that liability of the offence to the person who was actually driving. So a way to do this is if that person or if you complete a statutory declaration and you need to send that to the Police Infringement Bureau. So the liability for that would then be transferred to the person who's named on the stat declaration, and then a new notice will be sent to them. But what's important to note is that if the statutory declaration is not accepted, you as the owner would either have to pay the fee or you'd need to contact the Police Infringement Bureau before the final date and tell them you want to take other action.
Mm. And that is all being said by our law clerk here, Faleto. Please, finally, remind our listeners about your free legal services.
Yeah, thank you for that. So we are funded by the Ministry of Justice to provide free legal services, but you must meet the criteria to get that service. So you must live within South Auckland, except Mangere. So this includes Franklin and Otahuhu. You must not qualify for legal aid and come within our income criteria, and we do take into account certain circumstances such as how many children you have, your beneficiary, and the amount of expenses you may also have. So we can provide legal services in basically family, immigration, debt, employment and insurance law. So you can follow us on Facebook or you can call us on 09274-4966.
And that is, of course, our law clerk, Philip Tau. Thank you so much for the lovely session. And what's coming up next week?
Yes, so next week we'll go over part two of the traffic fines, where we'll look more into that and what you can do if a fine is then issued to you.
And thank you so much. And, of course, thank you to our listeners. You've come to the right place. This is Legal Session with Ia Faletau from the Community Law Services from South Trust, Otara. You have a lovely, lovely week, and we'll catch up again.
Malo.
Malo Pito. Akona mere men banan kire pas voice so wara au kantani apa ere ke program tu tanan te kangora an uringa pan tu wiki ena ro kangane sina mga rita na pan kanne tungora de meruru me fare tau ngai te loya de community helico services te kangora yo ere ka timeto ka poana kana kwakina men panan kire pas e ka popo ngai ki ron te pacifica migrant services charitable trust o sina tana mina ngane te kwara na audine de
Raya menoria betir dati etai moa ime tantino Aire dira rontarana meron teina hu Sevina e karikina no Karikei metami karikei nanomi Pepu mirana ko tina no ra oi Me te onge apenta tagira te ue Ayo te yuvangatu o Raya menoria pitir dati e taimoa I me tantino Ai virira rontarana meron teina hu Oina e karikina no Karikei metami, karikei nanomi Pepu mirana ko tina no ra oi Me te onge apenta, tagira te ue Ai o te yubaratua Pakonakio, ina peta umeto ante to kamita. Iyo kana tse katiko, na kapaya irondewe. Pakonakio, pakonakio, ina peta umeto ante to kamita. Iyo kana tse katiko, na kapaya irondewe. Timo time toa taira taira ki waki na kosi pukintuwe Upoi ai eto upoi ai nano upoi ai garikim Upoi pei me te kukure Rangasia te uana rake na kumboa Kona reki rake nipo konga roi Katangi rake ndoro nika pene Kona meuri me te kekeroi Timo time toa taira raira ki waki na kosi pukinte ue Upoi ai eto, upoi ai nano, upoi ai darikim Upoi pei me te kukure Rangasia te uana rake na komboa Kona reki rake ni poko maroi Tatangi rake ndoro ni katele Kona neuri me te pekeroi Kio mina peta umeto ate to panika Ai uko na tise katiko na kapai ai rondewe Wakanda kio Wapona kio mina peta umeto ate to panika Ai uko na tise katiko na kapai ai rondewe Wakanda kio, wakanda kio.
Zealand ne asan kam metoaki ki atangwaki a penin si tapu ina metai yante tuani kam makurin naro nei kuria ni kapu waki nam makurin tamai se yaki ki yante moni po e tatangaki ki te minimum wage iri inde ki yampongi ni musarawa e awa tu wiki e te ipo mia inkan he asan koro tu wana tiri ki mani muna makuri tai karia ya pena ya ya yawani kaiko kuria ina tai na metam nora our website at www.employment.govt.nz/kiribas Kana kota ku pake ina meta mere ki yanda tuani kama kuri ari ta ko sanga ra ki to ye ye ku ta ye pa ere kena ba yona ko ina o si kona ni popoki tara po na kon na context enda de po ta ki ne makuri e ministry of business innovation and employment and the number e ake o no ake ake wo wa ake wa wa ake wo wa ake
Researchers from the University of Queensland in Australia ni boga arun tenan kanganga ki kaita nanga yekilpas tebeu tenan kanganga re kaita nanga yekilpas ni teyo ire gere ke me te waki ibukin te trari te to to waki e bukin te economics ki to ibukin kare kira kien ka upai napara ni kota ki me kanganga ki ki kaita spo nanga yekilpas ni ire gere ke napa me te climate change Awan itu kan tadi ngari yang oya peristiwa instans mama upa ini yai te meruru kita ini yai te study ada nak korawaki itu yai te nan researchers from the University of Queensland yon Australia. Nami lo korong korang bangkan eh warere ke tenu atapong ayah sani korawaki te training ane korawaki takau wanta yon kita pas korawaki te training ane iron the New Zealand Maritime Rescue Coordination Center. Ani puni korawaki inte kiri pas polis edkuata yon peso entai kanako. Antarono ngai sekarakia, ite kina te tuzono ngai sekarakia pa pon te katau mana kita atau kapeno mana ipukin te training ari korawaki ani, ekani ite mai se wap ite nga. Ari kapeno ki ipukin te kapeno mana kapeno ki ipukin te training, ipukin pon pai kiki korawaki inte tayani, o korapata kiki Aroko nira te kanuan te training ane pon te Maritime Division, te Maritime Police, ni kotaki me te Marine Shipping, Kiripa Shipping Services Limited, ki te KESSL, ni kotaki me te botaki na makuri te Fisheries. Ako na meore na kongora ayo, ae san te aki naki pa ye te si ima e amen kaina ki asan karoko iru ye te na nakai te nan si ima ikai pon rapatanak iru ye te nan nes, men te ape he Alaska. Ari asan karuko yon tiapa makoro ay apayang ni karawa ay ipopoki na ko yata po tanong mata. Yapon ni kaira kita si mane ilon de kita ayira kika inde si mane ilon de sa tiyo may apayang tokta kausu tenawa. Antro ko na pangan ito wana de asa ka inde si man the Ministry of Infrastructure and Sustainable Energy Asan ten wata te solar powered ice plant wasan ngon tiap makoro ayo noto ay bukia tan sakawa ntiap makoro yo ante Yaranaki Patabota Kayo, Angan Terapata Yaranaki Pa Onotoa Fisherman Cooperative Society, Yon Tikawa Brighton, Okrawa Yon Takanipum Tuiki and Ako na mawring ako timetan ng orang pangkirba sa ikan na tapo talang doon wai kay tangi diyan tekin na nukim na uring nga pa na mi kong orang kakatoka na mabong o takan na mabong na konti tatay yo yon New Zealand o mi kong orang panang kirba sa tapo kya kya enang wuking kan ni anak na kumana po ni mente ato buina ni karako at yawa wawa ako mdo na kya I mente yan doon wai kirba sa yan na kito kong orang pa kirba sa tingkay amdo na kya ilo ya kain tapo takin karako panang wai kirba sa awanin kan ni na mi kong orang panang kirba sa New Zealand tapo kya kya takan mi pongayo uri nga kamo na kamo ora na na kamo ora ni yere fuli chua pauro tauro ora crossover kiripas an FM 89.0 mante mo tairki karo ko tiawa isua o mi kamo ora tapo kia kia pon tiawa tabuina karo ko tiawa wowa takan ngina kante mi to na koran paran chaos kiripas voice FM 104.6 awa yo uri kin kanto korana uri ne ne ipukim ntataya yo Sinatarangan ito na ni Bobo, kibukin na rin minan ng takaway. Ang tatayo, ilang yung kakawa, kipa sinatara tapayayo. Kanakoro ko yun, nung sila ni Kay. Uli nga pa, kabungan na aking takaway. Sa isingkit, yun ito. Ngayon, ilang kakawa, kipa ko na rin, no pay the speed limits. Kona re nira te speed limit are te akina ki are ya mokoro yon te sign. Kona re ta tara ande. Kona ko busi mai ta kawai. Uri nga pakano kona ngabuta kabusi mai kamka. Ai ena wari re kena pekito ena iri mwena pamta inga naru na pakono mo tangi dian tei. Te tei yawai kwa. Apo nisan. I pene busi mo kwa yawai yana pakono ngtei te tei yawai kwa. No. And too late. Ena ng wari re kem tei. Ntuki. Te tei yawai kwa. Ai ya uri nga pa kana ko kapu tam ka o kana ko nang kapu sma kam ka awane ta kanga nga e ikari ka ta kapu pa ina nta ko apo na dai no ka pe am room ta dai no ko awane sun ta na tai ko tai ya tai ya a tai ya si pe na tai ka pe a room tai no a tai ta ni tai ka tai ni o ya pa an ko wa me ta kin ta ka apun ako na ka pe ro e pon sun ya na ba ngi ta pe na pa ka ho ko ta ti ka ki ta ya pa pe ka pe ro ya Tebaga ogena pa konare interam class are te herana ki pa te headrest ke ta ane konare interaya pa penen ne auto ka penen tenan pa ikana ino amka ane am class nam ka inare ni sa kin ta ino ko na ki me abu na ko ndakin te bubu ki to ante para ka konare ni ka sa kin ta ino ko ha so zonga ki na pa ikai pa sinare ni na ta ye pa sa singa ta ska bona ta kawai ye na pa ikana ka bona ta kawai ma ya resi na nga ni ate kawai na pa sina ko asa pa sa ki pa ipa inta kawai singa ira sina ko asa pa si pun si pa ipa ina ra ka na sa ki pa ipa inta kawai na no ta sinare ye share the road o sinare ye ni ya wa pa sina ka bona na ara ka pa ipa ye na sina ki pa ipa tu ni ki na no ta kawai Tepeka wakin na taratara mak, taratara roi. Ha? Tarai ya pata kare mei muam kita hara mei bukim kita hara kubusi ni ka hania ya kapunga na te signo. Tatara na signo. Pada kana indicate kata kosa bayang pake. Taura roa pun kata ya kamawa merenam mga ya pa kamnaki untapta. Kamnaki uniaki. Kamnaki waya ni kuras. Kito ha kamnaki terari aranak. Epo te uniaki ya uniaki na kinanon takawa ya tara. Ha? Akiya pa kwa kapan pay. Ha? Susungal kita bayi kay? Saya tepat akan aku busa aku pun kota ni dia dengan pakai aku pun kapan nak busi kurasa nak main tu amat hari busi kita aku pun pulau van apa ini mata nanti saya aku an tak kapan dia nu paga ka eh kali kata kapan pun ah susah ni meroroh me di fani tau susah ngaji kaya bayi tenan fine si tenan suwa as nak dari kena kira kan so kena speed kita asa suri tenan aku busi me tenan asa kira kan one speed limit ada so ngaji me tenan sign Senari ina so nga skau nga kina pega iba iya kakawa kaya senarari. Senaki kana sibu sila rikin te kawa ino nang takap mora rikin nang te rikin te teri rei. O senari ina ng taratara roi nte nahan kawai. Ambe te nahan sain na kin den doman di nte nahan kawa nte rei. Yai te speed limit ya pere ni katia ki ngayar senari ini iri te nahan sain na kan. Awar, yai rikin mayro? Iya ta iya pa ya mais. Atau ini yang om kamu sih ngamai kiri pas, aku usah main kon New Zealand. Tapi yang awak kaya korang kaya ni kaya. Oh, kami tin nanu ada road code. Oh, kami tin nanu ada pusi main tak kaya. Kon ada ya, pada pusi on New Zealand itu tu awak kita main. Ya itu tu awak kita yang ada. Awak amai sedikit. Nauri minum tak kaya, nama kau orang mana kiri pas voice FM 104.6 with Charles. Tapi nana tayo, aku tu wiki. Enero. Kung pang rayo ay kabuwaki ka na ko na. Pacifica Micro and Services, Charitable Trust. Kita pas boys. Saya tak ingat ye, tapi awak minis mungkin saya rukun tukin the program. Tapi nana bayu on the wiki, ada rukun. Senang orang betul orang na. Aku di sini. The
Tangora at Kiribati's Voice FM 104.6.
Perdón, para que te pasó hoy. Ahora mi chao, soy el oro con tu quinta ahora. I have come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for your great company. Remember, Kilbert's Voice is coming back to you again the same time next week with Charles. You have a great week and support.